Hi, my name is Linda Talaferro, and I help professionals build confidence, understand the value of relationships, strengthen their interpersonal skills, establish executive presence so they can be properly, strongly, robustly positioned for their seat at the table. Whatever your table looks like, I want to help you get that seat. I want to help you get there. So join me each week as I share valuable insights that help you get your seat at the table. And if you want to participate with me in these conversations, I suggest that you head over to my Facebook page at The Tea with Linda. So I look forward to seeing you there.
Hello, everyone. It is that time of the week. Midwest time, 9 p.m. on a Tuesday. Yes, transformational Tuesday time. Linda Talaferro here from The Tea, The Extra Effort, where I help professionals establish their executive presence, figure out ways to get unstuck. Why are they not moving forward? Help them get that clarity so they can get their seat at the table. Today, I want to talk exactly about that. You know, I entitled this, "It's Not Up to Them, It's Up to You." And that's what I want to talk about. I know you're probably thinking, okay, who's them? Them would be, well, maybe your boss, HR, your friends, if you rely on them, could even be your mentor, if you have one. Frankly, your career trajectory, your seat at the table, you getting to where you want in your career really isn't up to anyone else. It's you. It is up to you. We own our careers. We really have to take hold of them, truly take hold of them, own them completely from beginning to end. Now, I'm not saying by any means that you shouldn't go to your boss for assistance. You shouldn't go to HR for resources. Absolutely. You shouldn't go to talent management for training. Definitely. And I'm going to talk about several areas of how you take control of your career. So I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, don't just leave it up to them and sit back and wait. That's what I'm talking about. We have a tendency to sometimes, and I know I did early on, until I learned the value of owning my career and really taking hold of it, I had a tendency to say, well, hey, my boss didn't give me that opportunity, or my boss didn't tell me about that, or HR didn't reach out to me, and they should have. They have their roles, and they're in companies with thousands of people, and they're doing their level best to provide opportunities. But frankly, they don't own our careers. We do. You know, I had somebody not long ago, a fellow colleague of mine, not long ago, said, Linda, you need to quit telling people that they own their careers. And I laughed and I said, absolutely not. I'm not going to quit telling them. Why? Because that puts you on the hook, right? That gives you skin in the game because they own their careers and they're coming to you with expectations as their boss, as their leader. And they're advocating for themselves and they're speaking clearly about what they want. And they're asking you, hey, how do I get there? I've done X, Y, Z. What am I missing? So you want me to stop telling people? No, nope. I'm not going to do that because that's exactly it. They need to be responsible. We are all responsible for our careers. And if you're in a leadership position and you have a team of people working for you, they're going to hold you to task and rightfully so. And when they come to you with their ideas, with their aspirations, with their questions, which is some of the things I'm going to step through tonight, you as a leader have the obligation to take the ambiguity away. You have the obligation to make it clear and concise. You even have the obligation, once they've done their part, to provide the pathway for them. But we, all of us, me, you, we own our careers. So what do I mean by that? What is owning our career? So I want to talk about that tonight. And that is, first of all, get a clear understanding of how things get done in your organization. So how do opportunities come about? And then how do they get filled with people that are going to lead that opportunity or be responsible for that? So understand the environment you're in, because it's all different. Every company has its nuances. So first, understand how things get done. How do different opportunities come about? And then those seats get filled. And then the next thing you should do is, what is required? So how do people in your organization view a leader, view somebody who's ready for that major initiative? What are the qualifications? What are those things that you need to make sure that you have in your backyard, that you have in your repertoire, that puts you in that category, or even better yet, places you number one to be considered for the role? You've got to understand what those requirements are, because they could be different. They could be different for every situation within your company, and they definitely are different company. So how are leaders viewed? What do they look like? Here is a real critical point, a real critical step. Understand, identify your gaps. What opportunities do you have to improve? The best way to do that is in a 360. I had a client who we were stepping through and doing exactly as I shared with you, getting her unstuck, getting her to the point where she's ready for that next level opportunity. And we did a 360. And it helped her miraculously. She hadn't done one. And she thought, oh, I've only been in the company for a year and a half. This is a new role. I've had some struggles before. I want to make sure that I'm successful this time. A year in, probably too soon to do a 360. No, it wasn't, because she had some preconceived notions that we either need to validate or kill. And as you've heard me said before, feedback is powerful. So one of the ways for you to understand what your gaps are is to get a 360 so that you clearly know what others are saying, what others are viewing, and how you measure up with what is seen as that leader. What is seen as that person that could take charge of a major initiative. And once that information is given to you, bridge the gaps. Put together a strategic plan that bridges that gaps. She did it. And working with me, we got that 360 feedback. We bridged the gaps. And she previously, again, in the organization, about a year and a half, 18 months, came in with great experience, definitely knew her stuff, had some home runs early on, but couldn't get noticed. People were setting her aside. She had a great idea for a major initiative, couldn't get traction around it. So we put in some other steps. 360s was one of them. She bridged those gaps and then leveraged the relationship she built. And now an idea that she shared about 6 to 8 months ago and couldn't get traction on it. Now she's got critical ears, senior leadership ears around that initiative. And she's leading it. So that's what it can look like for you when you take control of your career. And you do the first thing, understand what it takes in your company, what it looks like, what does a leadership look like, and then bridge those gaps that are identified. Don't be afraid to get that 360 feedback. And then lastly, but not least, take your time like she did to identify the pain point in the organization. What problem can I solve that will get me that visibility and therefore change the trajectory of my career? So that's how we own our careers. We have a vision for ourselves. I know I had a vision for myself and the seat that I wanted to sit in. And throughout my career journey, I did those things that helped me get there. Same with this person I just shared with you. And it's very, very possible for you, but you've got to own it. That's why I say the extra effort all the time, the T, because it does take work. And if we rely just solely on HR, or we just rely solely on our boss, and we sit back and wait, that's where that frustration comes from. That's where that ever-ending spiral, and years have gone by, and we don't understand why he, she, or them haven't created the opportunity, haven't just miraculously seen me, and therefore I'm in a different role, or I have this major initiative that I'm leading, because it's not up to them. It really fundamentally is not up to them. It is up to you, clearly up to you. You've got to own every aspect of your career. You got to be clear about the goal and vision for yourself. You've got to do the due diligence and be clear about how to get that done within your organization. And then you got to own it. You got to go about getting it done, because it's not up to them. If you've got any clarity that you want around this, click on the link and let's have a call. And I'll step you through some ways that you can shift that for yourself and start taking full ownership. Because it doesn't necessarily just happen just because, okay, now I own it. You've got to have a strategic plan, and you've got to know how to go about putting that together and what that looks like. But the first step is recognizing, yes, I have a place, I have a vision for myself and my career, and I'm responsible for getting myself there. Nobody else is. And I got to make sure, though, that I have people supporting me along the way. So I want to make sure I don't get it twisted. I'm not saying you do this alone. Remember, I often say no man is an island at all. So this journey is not by yourself. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you are the captain of the ship, that you're driving your ship along the journey, along the path, and you know your stops that you want to make along the way. You've got that vision, and you're going to own how you're going to make that come to pass with the help of people like an excellent mentor, that you bring your vision to him or her, and they help you navigate it, right? They're not owning the navigation. They're helping you navigate it. That you may even bring your expectation, your vision to your boss. And you got a good boss, and he or she helps you navigate, helps you take down roadblocks, advocates when you're not in the room. But at the same time, in the midst of these people helping you, you're steering the ship. So it's not up to them. It is clearly up to you. And you want to have your destiny in your hands. What better hands to have it in, right? Because you know who you are. You know what value you bring to the table. And you envision and have that seat for yourself. So that's my tidbit for Transformational Tuesdays tonight. Definitely get about starting to steal your ship. And I guarantee you, you'll reach that destination a lot faster than if you wait for somebody else to do it for you. Take care.